Welcome to a life-changing encounter with the Word of God, presented to you by Reverend Bright Nkrumah, the senior pastor of the Lycos International Church, Bronx North. He is an anointed pastor and teacher of the Word of God, affecting many lives. Now get ready to be transformed by this anointed message.
And I want to share a little with you about the year of work, my year of work. Hallelujah. My year of work. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8. All right. Now, prophet has declared this year as our year of work. Amen. And the scripture is saying in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, this year we are abounding in the work of the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And the work that we are talking about is the kingdom work. Lift up your right hand. Say, in 2024, I am abounding in kingdom work. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, God has his kingdom. I get what I'm saying? You know, God has his kingdom. And there's the kingdoms of this world. So for most of us, when we wake up in the morning, all that we are occupied with is building this kingdom. But we need to also build the eternal kingdom. Hallelujah. Amen. Nobody is going to build it. It's a church that is entrusted to build God's kingdom. Every time as a believer, you go around and you see people are not going to church, people are not concerned about church. I was so happy when we were coming and I saw a sign, you know, and somebody has said that there is evidence for God. Yes, there's evidence for God. You know, yeah. And brothers and sisters, we must be concerned about building the kingdom, which is talking about salvation, churches, missions, soul winning. Do you understand it? Yes. That is the work of the church. So this year, our prophet has declared that we must double up and work for the Lord. And God is going to give us the sufficient grace to do that.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I get what I'm saying. I was sharing with the youngest that, you know, it is not in vain to work for Jesus. It's not in vain. Jesus said in John 4:34, he said, my meat is to do the work of him that sent me and to finish it. You know, a believer must be interested in building the kingdom. We must be so concerned that millions upon millions do not know the Lord. Let me show you a scripture in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. We are reading from verse 4. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. We are reading from verse 4. Okay. 2 Thessalonians. Hallelujah. We are reading from verse 4. Chapter 1 from verse 4. Okay. Verse 4. So that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which also ye suffer. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven of his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. So in this current world that we are today, okay, today is what day is it? Is it 14th or something? Okay, the Bible said there are some people who do not know God, and there are people who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And there is a flaming fire for them. Verse 9. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the power of his, from the glory of his power. Verse 10. When he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. So listen, right now, as you and I are sitting in church, there in this country, millions, in the world, billions of people who are just there, you know, they don't know God, they don't obey the gospel, and they are doomed into destruction. So our work is to serve the Lord, to do his, build his church, win the loss, evangelize, support the ministry, so that many more people will come to know the Lord. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
That is why you cannot sit aloof. You cannot sit aloof. Don't get to heaven and say, I want to go back and do more. Do you know how to sing that song? Eh? Eh? Yeah? Yes? Who can sing that song? That I want to go back. Who sings the first last songs? Eh? Yeah? It's okay. It's okay. Okay? And I don't want to, when you get there, I want to go back and do more. It's over. We have only one life, eh? The Bible says, as it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, your judgment. That is it. Yeah. So let's do our best for the Lord. 2024, find some work in the house of the Lord to do. Amen. All right. And Prophet shared with us some powerful things. I just want to recap some of the things with you. Okay. So it is my work. It is my year of work. I do not work for earthly things. It is my year of work. I do not work for earthly things. John chapter 6 and verse 27. John chapter 6 and verse 27. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him had God the Father sealed. Change the version. Change it. Change the version. Do you have New American Standard Bible? You are Americans, so you have your Bible, New American Standard Bible. Okay. Do not work for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to eternal life. You see, it is talking about the end product of your activity. So Jesus is saying there are two things. There are some things that you work for, okay, they'll perish here, right here on earth. And there are things that will cross the borders into heaven. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Revelation chapter 14 and verse 13. Revelation chapter 14 and verse 13. Hallelujah. Are you here? You've gone home. Are you here? You've gone home. Hallelujah. Who is that, my sister, there? I can see you holding something. There's a lady here, yeah, holding the staff. Yes, yes. What's the problem with you? You can't walk? And you can't walk? So why are you holding the staff? But you don't need it. Rise up. You don't need it in the name of Jesus. Do you believe that? Do you believe that you don't need it? Or you think that you need it? Give it to your friend or whatever there. All right? And walk towards me in the name of Jesus. For whom the Son has set free is free indeed. In the name of Jesus. Walk in freedom, my darling. In the name of Jesus. For whom the Son has set free is free indeed. In the name of Jesus. Walk back. Walk back. Yes. Walk back. In the name of Jesus. Walk back. In the name of Jesus. In freedom. In the name of Jesus. Walk in your freedom. Thank Jesus for your healing. Lift up your two hands and thank Him. Just lift up your two hands and thank Him. Thank Him for your healing. You know, what it is, is that we have to believe. As your doctors can treat you, Jesus can treat you much more.
Oh, I know.
Yes. I get what I'm saying. So I want you to go home today believing that the Lord has set you free.
Amen.
And that this stuff is not what is going to determine your life. Jesus is the one who is determining your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Sitting there, if only I could just come up and you pray for me. I think I would be healed.
Yes. And the Lord has said your prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless. Amen. And I heard a voice from heaven saying, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, said the Lord, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. So when Jesus said in John 6, 27, all right, that labor not for the meat that perisheth. Are you getting what I'm saying? Showing that there are some works that end here. The Bible is saying that there are some works also that follow you to heaven.
Okay.
How many of you can understand that? So what works are you going to do this year? So definitely go to school. Definitely do your business. Definitely go to work. Do you understand it? But pay more attention to the building of the kingdom. Yes. You know, open your eyes. Because you guys, you live in a country where people are rich and people have billions. And that, did you know that they actually have a list of the richest people who are dead, but they are so rich? Michael Jackson is one of them. People who are dead, but even in their death, they are so rich. And you ask yourself, so what is the use of it? So what's the use of it? So what's the use of it? That you are dead and rich. Amen. I'll prefer rather to be rich in heaven.
Amen. Amen.
So Jesus said, lay not up for yourself treasures on earth. Where the moth and the moth and thieves don't corrupt, but lay up for yourself. I believe in Matthew 6, 19, yes, you know, or 21, richest treasures in heaven. Look at it. Lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust don't corrupt. And why thieves break through and steal. But lay out for yourself treasures in heaven. Where neither moth nor the rust nor dot corrupt. And why thieves do not break through nor steal. Okay. So don't work for earthly things. It is not to say don't work. We need to work. But you see, some of you are too occupied with your education and your business and your life on earth, and totally absent from the building of the kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I was sharing with the youngest that when I was running my hospital, a huge hospital, I used to make more money when I was not there, when I went to preach. Every time I left 2 weeks, 1 week, 1 month, and I went to preach and I came, I'd made more money. You see, God was saying, you've gone to keep my back, I'm keeping your back here. Yeah. You see, some of you have not been promoted at your workplace for a long time. I get what I'm saying. And that is because you are not promoting the work of God. Oh, yeah. And God is saying, well, you want to depend on yourself, you're on your own. You want to depend on yourself, you're on your own. Yeah? Every time God sees that you want to determine your life, says you're on your own. Yeah. But David said, I'll lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help coming from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. Oh, yes. I get what I'm saying. The psalmist says, some trust in chariots, others in horses, but we shall trust in the name of the Lord our God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but safety or victory is from the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. For it is not of him. When Esau and Jacob were in their mother's womb, and they have not done anything, any wrong. The Bible says in Romans chapter 9, I listen to the scripture, that for the children not yet being born, and having not done any good nor evil, but that the purpose of God concerning election might come to pass, it was said to her, Rebecca, that the elder shall serve the younger. For Esau, for Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. What? Is there any unrighteousness with God? And God himself responds and says, God forbid. For has the owner of the lamp, do you understand? Does he not have power over the same lamp to make one vessel of honor and another vessel of dishonor? Do you understand it? So the person who is holding the lamp of clay, he has the power to turn one lamp of clay into a vessel of honor and another to dishonor. So then, the outcome, whether you are bad, a good vessel or not, so then, it is not of him that will it, neither of him that run it, but it is of God that showeth mercy. You know that many of you, look into your life, you have really tried to make it, and you have not made it. But you have really tried. No, you have really tried. Since you came to America here, you have tried to make it, but you have not made it. Because it's not about trying. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. He said, I labored more than they all, yet not I. Yet not I. But the grace of God that was upon me, his grace that was upon me was not in vain. So this year, God is saying to you, you have tried, but God is saying, take up my work. Take up my work. Reverend Bright has led us to this place. We need to build this church. Many people must be saved. Many people must hear the gospel in whatever limited way God has for us in America here. Let's give ourselves to it. Amen. Let's give ourselves to it. Let's give ourselves to it. Amen. 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 How many of you are here? So labor not Okay, labor. See, God is changing you, your mind. God is changing your mind. Changing your mind. Love my work first. Embrace my work first in your heart. Everybody in this church, this year, you must find something doing. Oh, yes. To build a kingdom. Hallelujah. That is the eternal rewards. That is the eternal. Thank God that you were a doctor. Thank God that you were a professor. You know, and one of the beautiful things in our church is that, you see, we can teach you this because we have been to school. Yeah. If we have not been to school, then we are so, because they are not educated. But we are highly educated. Yeah? We are very highly educated. Yeah? You know, one time I was flying from, for those of you from Ghana, Tamale, which is in the northern part of Ghana, to Accra. And I was sitting by a gentleman. We were all engulfed in what we were doing. Just about 15 minutes to touchdown, I saw that he was reading a law book. So I turned, I said, are you a lawyer? Then, so he was studying to become a lawyer. And then I got to know that he was actually in the government. Yeah. He was actually working at the presidency. He was in the government. So we introduced ourselves. And when I told him that I was a pastor, he started blasting pastors, especially charismatic pastors. Yeah. I mean, he went wild. And I listened to him carefully. And when he finished, then I asked him, did you say you are a leader in this country? And I said, if we're a leader, okay, this is what you do, A, B, C, D. You know? Then he looked at me and said, no, I'm not talking about you lighthouse pastors. No, I'm not talking to you about you lighthouse pastors. As for you lighthouse pastors, we know you're educated. We know that you do the things. I say, you thought you had met a fool. You know? Yeah? Not too long ago, I was flying, you know, and there was a gentleman by me. And when he got to know about our church, he said, 2 weeks ago, we're discussing your church at the highest realms of government. That your church is a very, very well-organized church. Okay, you have a lot of intellectuals. So I'm just saying that, okay, as we're encouraging you to work, I'm not saying that stop your work, don't go to university, don't study again, no. But what we are saying is that make place for the work of God. Amen. Don't be an ostrich in your work or your studies like this. I get what I'm saying. Because I tell you, the one that will cross with you to heaven, we read it, are the eternal things that you do. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Clap your hands for the Lord. Yes. My year of work. Number two, it is my year of work. My work is my evidence. My work is my evidence. It is a year of gathering evidence as to who you are to God and the ministry. John chapter 5 and verse 36. John chapter 5 and verse 36. Hallelujah. But I have greater witness than that of John. This is Jesus. Jesus said, my witness is greater than that of John. For the works which the Father had given to me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. You know, one of the things that God wants to happen to you this year is that, all right, God wants you to have some evidence that you work for him.
Amen.
Yeah. You know, last year, by the grace of God, I started a new cathedral. Apart from the cathedral that, you know, I'm pastoring, I went to start a whole new cathedral. Whole new cathedral. I pastored it for about 3 months and I handed it over. That is the evidence that last year I worked for the Lord. It's there. It's a huge building. Huge building. Yeah. In 3 months, the Lord blessed the church. The adults and the children were about 180.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that is the evidence. What evidence do you have as a child of God that you work for the Lord? Apart from your car that you have, and your apartment that you have, and your shoes that you have, and your loans that you have, and your mortgage that you have, what is the evidence that you have that you work for the Lord? I hear you've gone home. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hello. I hear you've gone home. Jesus said that the works that I do, they bear witness of me. You must have witness. I went to Reverend Nat's church, okay? There's a congregation, music, choir, beautiful. That is the evidence that he's working for the Lord. Yeah, Reverend Brothers, evidence that all of you, just the evidence. But what about you? Where is your bar center? Where is your bar center? Where you are? Where is your bar center? Where are the 3, 4, 5 people that within a week you gather and teach and lead in prayer and all that? What is it that you do? You mean that your whole life, all that you have is your desk at your work? Or your computer? Yeah. So this year, God says, gather some evidence. Yeah. In this January, I'm starting 2 more cathedrals.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. So as I've been here, I said, get the power connected. Get chairs, but get the dancing stars formed. Choir rehearsal should start. Yes. Yes. I'm sending, Bishop Ransford is my assistant. I'm sending him to start one cathedral. I'm starting another cathedral. Evidence. 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 Listen to me. Since we entered into 2024, all your plans, how to get a new chair, how to get a change your car, to get a new degree, get a raise in your salary, you know, a wife and all that. The work of God has not featured, not even a second. Not even a second. That this year, I'm going to speak to Reverend Bright to say that I cannot sit in the church just like that. Give me something to do. I need evidence for my Christian life, including the children. Including the children. Yeah. Including the children. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
God is asking you that after 5 years, what evidence do you have that you are a Christian? Apart from your silent tongues that nobody hears about it. How many of you are going to have some evidence? Yeah, so everybody. Yeah, I'm happy about the young man who was playing the keyboard, the one who was playing the drums, those who were singing, the ushering, especially the soul winning aspects of the church. All this is important, but more of soul winning, more of winning people into the kingdom. Everybody must become a soul winner. Yeah. You know, do you know why you have not witnessed to anybody about Christ for a long time? How many of you agree that you have not witnessed to somebody about Christ for a long time? Can I see honest believers? Yes. Do you know why? Because you say to yourself that I don't know how to witness. I don't know how to preach. I get what I'm saying. Now, look at Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. Jesus said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witness unto me. Amen. I wish our brothers there can give us the dictionary definition of witness. Witness. Can you put it out for us? When they say you are a witness, Reverend Nat is a lawyer here. A witness. All right. Now, who is a witness? A witness is somebody who comes forward to say what they saw, what they heard, what they experienced, what they know. That is it. That's a witness. That's a witness. Yeah. I'm sure some of you, some of the crazy things that go on here, you know, somebody is battering their wife or shot somebody, and then the police came and said, "Madam, did you see anything?" You see, what they are trying to say is that, what did you witness? That's all. That's all. Yes. So a witness, you say what you know, what you have seen, what you have heard, what you have experienced. That's all. Oh, Reverend Nat, am I saying something wrong?
No, Bishop, you are correct.
Yeah. So listen, when Jesus said you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon me and you shall be witnesses, what Jesus was saying, go into the world, okay, and when you see unbelievers who don't know me, tell them what you know about me, have experienced, have seen, have heard. That's all. That's all. Let me give you 7 steps to, one by one, soul winning. 7 steps. One by one, soul winning. Number one, pray before you go out. Pray that the Holy Spirit will anoint you and guide you to a sinner. Amen. Number two, you don't need a Bible, you need only one verse. Don't carry a big Bible, you frighten people. You need one verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's all. Number 3, actually go out. Many believers evangelize, they say we'll go but they don't go. So actually go out. Amen. Pray. Step number 2. You need one verse. Step number 3. Actually go out. Step number 4. Okay, present yourself appropriately as you are going out. Present yourself appropriately as you are going out. Why? Because not until you have been received, your message will not be received. People must receive you first. So if you're a lady and you dress like a prostitute and go out witnessing, you'll be received as a prostitute. And nobody wants a prostitute to tell them about Jesus Christ. Not even hardened sinners who know that God doesn't like the way that you are dressed. Hello?
Hi.
So present yourself appropriately. That also includes being respectful to people. I get what I'm saying. And not being brash, you know, but being respectful towards people. Amen. Number 6. Number 5. Okay. When you meet a sinner, approach them cheerfully and confidently. Approach them cheerfully and confidently. Now, especially to the ladies. Ladies, are you listening to me? Cheerful ladies are always selected and accepted first. Cheerfulness is a powerful door to being received and accepted. A lady with a grumpy face all the time cannot have a beloved. You must be cheerful. You must be cheerful and confidently. Amen. Whenever you see somebody with a cheerful appearance, you are attracted to the person. Is that not the case? Yeah. So even it's a tip for interview. It's a tip for interview. Those of you who go for interview with very serious face. Why? Already we are stressed here. Are you coming to add to our stress? Yeah, make us to relax. I get what I'm saying. Yeah, make the panel to relax. Yeah, they will like you. Your smile. Is it like he has a nice smile? Get up and turn this way. He has a nice smile. No, turn this way. No, he has a nice smile. If he goes for an interview, they'll even choose him before you. Yeah? I get what I'm saying. Yes, number six. Okay. Now tell the person about your experience in Christ. That's your witness. Tell the person about your experience in Christ. How your life was. You know, how you used to be depressed all the time. How you thought that maybe taking alcohol or, I mean, drugs or whatever was the best way out, you know, until the Lord came into your life and changed you, and how you are happy, how things have turned around. Everybody, now how many of you are sick and tired of the bad news on television? How many of you? But how many of you, when you hear good news, become so happy that for once, there's some good news on the distance? Yes, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. People are sick, people are tired, people are depressed, people are anxious. So here you come with good news. That's what the gospel is called, the good news. Now listen, things can work out for you just like work out for me. You think that all you need is this drugs? I used to do it worse than you. That is if you used to do it. Yes. But I'm telling you that the joy of the Holy Spirit has flooded my life since day one. And I'm so blessed without all these drugs. That is your witness. And God will bless your witness and use it to transform somebody. And as we are speaking, Jesus said the Holy Spirit will bring conviction to the hearts of the person of sin, of judgment, and of righteousness. Number what? Number seven. Now, take personal details of the person to be able to follow up the person. This has seven simple steps to witness for Christ. So number one, pray so that the Holy Spirit will help you. Number two, you don't need, when I say you don't need the Bible, not that you don't need the Bible, but you see, I mean, if you go and carry this huge, you know, as you are coming, you know, the person is a sinner, then he sees you with this huge Bible tucked under your armpit, that you are coming to enumerate all his sins to you. Look, he will run away before you get there. Number three, actually go out. So this year, Reverend Bright, you must lead us to actually go out wherever we can go to. Amen. Yeah. And let me tell you guys something. People are hungry for Jesus. Amen. Listen, beneath all the self-confidence and the because the reality is that many people are in trouble. Marriages are not working. Do you understand it? Businesses are not working. Issues with relationships, with children, you know, and all that. Yes. That is why people break down and cry as you speak to them the gospel. Because it's like, so where have you been? Where has this piece of good news been all this while? So people are not getting saved, not because they don't want to get saved, but because we are not going. Romans chapter 10 and verse 13, listen to this. Romans chapter 10 and verse 13, the Bible says, whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever. Then from verse 14, he makes an analysis. He says, how can they be saved when they have not heard? And how can they hear when they have not been preached to? And how can they be a preacher when nobody has been sent? I get what I'm saying. Yeah. So let's go out there. And this year, let's bear witness. and have witness that we are working for the Lord. Clap your hands for the Lord. Number three, it is my year of work. I must work in every opportunity I get. It is my year of work. I must work in every opportunity I get. John chapter 9 and verse 4. Look at it. John chapter 9 and verse 4. Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh when no man can work. Hello? So let us grab every opportunity that is presented to us. I get what I'm saying. To work for the Lord. That is why I came for a little holiday, but I'm preaching to you. It's a little opportunity. You know, if I can share something to strengthen, why not? Yeah. Yes. And I know that if I allow myself and stand before the Holy Spirit will do. How many of you already feel that the Holy Spirit has touched your life today? Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Don't argue with your pastor. So stop giving excuses. Grab the opportunity. While it is day. While it is day is when you are able and when you have the opportunity. Yeah. You know, last month also we lost one of our most vibrant pastors, Bishop Oko. I get what I'm saying. Yeah. And you see, when we're having the funeral, we had about seven different services or so. You know, and you listen to the testimonies for the children. It's like he did everything for them. He did everything for them. In fact, somewhere towards the end of the year, I think November or so, we had some consecration of new bishops. And many of them were young bishops from the First Love missions and all that. Okay. And Bishop Oko said to Prophet, as he saw these young people that he had raised up becoming bishops, and he said, if these ones are becoming bishops now, he told Prophet, my work is done. Yes. You know, let me tell you something. How many of you want me to tell you something? How many of you want me to tell you something? You know, don't take the life here too seriously, okay? Let's think about the Lord. Hello? Did you hear that? No, don't take the life is too seriously. It's very short. It's very, very short. Before you realize it's over, the bell is rung. Yeah. So you can't sit here in this church and 2024, you have planned your whole life. And you have not included opportunities to work for the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a mistake. That's a mistake. Yeah. There's a famous Christian leader in Ghana. He's not like one of these mainline pastors. He's a top businessman and multi-millionaire. You know. Now, I was told that he's very old now, all right? But this was his routine. Begin of the year, he would take his calendar and fix in all his Christian activities. He was a businessman. Fixing all his Christian activities and the spaces left, he would use it for his business. He was so rich. He was so rich. Because what you must know is that riches come from God. Hello? Do you know why many of you have been in America for a long time? You are not rich. Because the treasures of darkness, God has not revealed it to you. And that is because you have carried America that you want to build America. You are not mining his work. Yeah. So that's why it's not showing you anything. Yeah. I ran a private hospital before I became a full-time pastor. I was a lay pastor, and I ran a, you know, I tell you, Some of the ideas that God gave to me made me so rich. For example, I had a lot of big companies. So I began to speak to the owners of the companies and said, when you are not well, don't call me. Don't come to the hospital. Call me. I'll come to your house. Yeah. I said, when you are not well, you call me. I'll come to your house. And you know, every time I did that, I would arrive with my ambulance, my nurse with a pack of medications, I mean my white coat with my stethoscope, you know, and every time I arrived, they were in shock because they are not used to a doctor coming to my house. Never used to that at all. They are used to going to a doctor's office, and in Africa, doctors are like mini gods for them to, you know, just, you know, very proud and arrogant, you know, and all that. They're not used to that. Yeah. So our arrive, I remember the MD of a huge company. He went to eat something at his child's christening and then got food poisoning. Having a lot of diarrhea and a lot of serious stomachache. He called me. I mean, when I got to the house, the guy was writhing in pain. You know, so I came, the wife came, they were all very troubled. You know, I took my injection, Buscopan, 20 milligrams. Bam! I said, don't worry, everything will be okay. Now, within 10 minutes, he was calm. He was in shock. Set out my IV. You know, I was just there. I mean, within 20 minutes, the man was up, everything was calm. It was like magic. Do you understand it? Now, but what they didn't know is that when it came to the billing, the fact that I, a doctor, have left my office to come to your house, you pay for it. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying. Look, if the thing costs $5 in my office, you pay 100 times that. And the amazing thing, they were rich people. They'll just go to their bedroom, okay, and over there, we don't use this, your cards and all that. Cash. They'll just count cash. And then the amazing thing is that they'll add more. You see, because it's like a doctor to come, but it was wisdom that God gave to me. Yeah. For those of you who come from Ghana, we have a big company called Fan Milk. They do this, ice cream, you know, and this type of things. Yeah. Now, are you here or you've gone home? Yeah. Now, one day the Holy Spirit just spoke to me, so I took off from my office and I went to the Accra City. The director of the health of Accra City. And I told him that. So who runs medical tests and all the people who provide public food? Do you understand? People in the hotels, people on the street sides. He said, doctor, by law, they are all supposed to have medical exam, but we don't have anybody to do it for them. I said, write a letter. I said, write a letter and put in that, okay, Dr. Emmanuel Lisunte from Megabest Medical Center has been appointed as the official doctor to see to all this. You have to come to my hospital. Can you imagine? Wow. I got a letter and I went to Farm Milk. I said, do you know that if anybody in this country eats one of your products and get food poisoning, we can close you down? I said, doctor, we know, but nobody comes. I said, this is my letter. Yes. I started going to hotels. You know, I'm talking about, what I'm saying is that riches, wealth, they come from God. If God sees that, you know, you are interested in his work, he'll open to you up the treasures of true riches and blessings. May that be your story this year. Yeah. Some of you, God can just make it possible that you only have one contract every 3 months and you'll be so, you make so much money. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know what I'm talking about. Yeah. My whole heart, even as a private hospital owner, was in the things of God. And I saw that God took over the hospital. He gave me very faithful people to work for me. People who didn't steal the money, you know, and all that. Yeah? Can I have an amen?
Amen?
So how many of you are going to grab opportunities to serve the Lord? Clap your hands for the Lord. All right. Next one. It is my year of work. I'll do whatever I do heartily. It is my year of work. I'll do whatever I do heartily. Colossians chapter 3. We are reading from verse 23. Colossians chapter 3. We are reading from verse 23. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men. Continue. Knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there's no respect of persons. You know, God is saying, this year, serve me, but let it come out of your heart. Heartily means from your heart. Yeah. Look, if you are deceiving yourself, you are making a mistake if you think that what you are doing is for Reverend Bright. No. You are serving the Lord. So he said, go back to verse 24. Okay? He says, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Whatever you are doing, you serve the Lord Christ. Let it come from the bottom of your heart.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, I've known Pastor Nana for many years. One of the things that amazes, well, maybe in his house, he's different, but I've not seen a man who is always cheerful, happy, whatever you tell him, before you even say he's going to do it and come, always running around. All the testimonies I've heard from Auntie Mami, from Pastor Joel, from everybody talks about him that way. It's like from his heart. Yeah. Give offerings from your heart. Don't be squeezing the American notes. Sing from your heart. Amen. Help people from your heart. God, the Bible says he loves a cheerful giver. Hmm? Yeah. Our children here, otherwise the wife, we have told them to give with a cheerful giver. Don't want to squeeze faces. Be cheerful and encourage us. Already we know we are struggling. And then you have also squeezed your face. Brothers, can I have an amen?
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Eh? Do it out of your heart. So God wants you to work for you out of your heart. When I see all these wonderful lay pastors, you know, and the lay pastors in America are some of the most wonderful lay pastors we have had. All these years. Yeah. I don't see any one of them with a squeezed face, something. All of them. Wonderful people. Wonderful. Yeah. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. And that even also goes for where you work. Some of you, that's why you don't get promoted. No, you are not angry, but your appearance looks angry. But you are not angry. So your boss is always very apprehensive of you. Yeah. You look like an angry person. And some of you look like angry wives. Amen?
Amen.
So when we ask you, why is your face like that? I said, that's how my face is. Lead a prayer meeting with a good heart. Pray with a good heart. Give your tithe with a good heart. Go on evangelism with a good heart. Sing for the Lord with a cheerfulness.
Serve the Lord with gladness. That is what the Bible says. Clap your hands for the Lord. Okay, so Deuteronomy 28. It's a very important scripture. Yes, look at it. Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart, for the abundance of all things. Look at it. For the abundance of all things. Because thou servest not the Lord thy God. Okay, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart, for the abundance of all things. God says, I have so many things prepared for you. But when I look at your service, there's no joy, there's no gladness, so I've withheld my hand. Now, even us as human beings, that's why, yeah. If anybody here who owns a business or a company or something, you know, you don't give to employees who don't work with joyfulness and cheerfulness. Is that not the case? It's as if they don't like you. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. And I think end of year assessment, things like that go in. Cheerfulness, joyfulness, excitement, you know, and all that. Yeah. Because some of you drive away clients. Yeah. I don't know other organizations, but as a private doctor, okay, I learned that when somebody liked my hospital, he would bring 10 more people to the hospital. Yeah. And when somebody did not like my hospital, like somebody comes and say that hospital is not good, the person would drive away 20 people. Are you learning something in church? Clap your hands for the Lord. And finally, it is my year of work. Okay? God will give you grace to work. God will give you grace to work. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8. God will give you grace to work. How many of you have been blessed? And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Hallelujah. So God will make all grace to abound. This year, as you determine to serve the Lord, the grace of God will abound. Amen. What is this grace? Number one, people. God will give you people. Amen. And God will give you money. Amen. And God will give you opportunities to serve him. May the Lord bless you as you work for the Lord this year. May many things change about you. Your family, may it change. May it affect your marriage, your relationships, your status, your work, your employment, every area of your life. May it affect your health. May it affect your health. In the name of Jesus, may the grace of God abound. Receive life and peace. May cycles of negativity be broken. In the name of Jesus. May good winds blow in your direction, in the direction of your business, to your children. May your children make you happy this year. May what makes you to cry come to an end. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I see a bright day, a bright year, a wonderful year. Stand to your feet and lift up your hands and just thank God for the opportunity to serve him. Go ahead and thank God. Lift up your hands and thank the Lord. 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 Lakari Moshibahaya. Lift up your hands and tell the Lord, oh, this year.
We believe you have been blessed by this powerful message. Come worship with us at the Lycos International Church, 821 Burke Avenue, Bronx, New York, at 2 p.m. every Sunday. God bless you.